It's easy to spot and complain about what's wrong. How would you make it right? People talk on and on about the big takeover. What would you do if you do take over? Isn't my American-sized ego running amok yet again when I ask myself from time to time, what would I do right now if I was in somebody like the president's shoes? Not necessarily. Today's mind expansion could be tomorrow's key to survival, if not salvation. Just thinking about, what would I do if I was mayor of San Francisco instead of Willie Moneybags Brown right now? Thinking about, what would I do if I was put in charge of reforming the San Francisco Police Department? What would I do if I was on the school board, teaching a school class? Doctor, lawyer, shop steward, machinist, farmer, mother, father, idea man, in some situation I hear about right now, what would I do? What am I good at? What can I do best? What would I most like to be doing that's different from the rest? It's an ongoing exercise that takes years of bouncing stuff like this around in your head when you feel like it, putting it back on the shelf when you don't, just so long as you use it, develop it, keep getting better at it. Because like in any contact sport, in crisis mode brain wrestling, practice makes perfect. And if someone does have to step in from the anti-government community, I hope to hell it ain't me. But it never hurts to start getting ready just in case it is. You. Which would you rather burn, a flag or a bank? It's not quite that easy. No problem that affects a lot of people is that simple to solve. Not everyone who feels the same pain agrees on where it comes from and what to do about it. And there's always that counterforce that wants to change everything back again. Problem one. Most people in America don't hate the rich people screwing them half as much as they wish they were one of them. Some things change slowly, some things never do. And nothing's going to change till we who want the change have a better understanding of why different kinds of people want what they want and think the way they do. Why is it that so many people who should know better come up to me saying they're going to vote for Buchanan just because he's the only one who says what he means? That's scary. He hates corporations. I'll vote for him. When people like that wake up and smell the noise but hear it differently, do we hear them too? Or do we disown and demonize them just like we say they do? There's nothing the police love more than to watch us turn off everyone we think we're trying to help by splitting into nitpicky, power-trippy, backbiting factions and tear each other apart. I want to be leader. I want to be leader. No, I want to be leader. Blah, blah, backstab, backstab. If you don't agree with me on everything, then you must be against me. That's poison. Anyone who's not a vegetarian is evil. All rap is bad because some rap gangster rappers are sexist. If you don't believe every word of the Bible, you're a Satanist. If you're not gay, you must be homophobic. If you look at me wrong, it means you're a racist. Criticize Israel, it means you hate Jews. Caught wearing lipstick, you must not be a feminist. Divide, divide, divide. Let the unified few keep the quarreling majority from sharing in what's rightfully everyone's. And speaking of divide and allow yourself to be conquered, most pathetic of all is, the most important thing in the whole world is the punk rock scene, and you're a sellout traitor to the scene. If you so much as disagree with me in any way, listen to music I don't like, dress funny, laugh without permission, or even so much as speak to any artist who has ever made a dime off their hard work without at least beating them up first. In these times, we can't afford to get caught up in stupid-ass, blind, one-issue fundamentalism of any kind. There are too many different kinds of people in this world, in this country, in this building, in this neighborhood, to hide behind isolationist, toxic chicken shit anymore. In America, it's getting as horrible now as the Great Depression in the 1930s. And it rips me up inside seeing broken men and women on street corners in the rain holding up signs saying, "Homeless will work for food." How does it be for some crybabies in this town to believe people in that situation could care less if Green Day and Jawbreaker sold out when they signed to major labels? Other things and other truths are more important. The cutthroats that run things cheat and kill to get where they are. We got nothing but our hearts and our souls and our energy. But look what that's done as a simple spark starting fires throughout history, all over the world, even in America. We stopped the Vietnam War, got rid of the first Nixon. The whole Berkeley free speech movement wasn't planned. It started when hundreds, if not thousands, of people surrounded a police car trying to take a protester away and wouldn't let it move for 32 hours. 500,000 people block a dam in India. People chain themselves to bulldozers till a dam gets canceled in Tasmania. 10,000 people march on City Hall in New York City. Not just students, but teachers and principals protesting Republican budget cuts. And in Mexico, kidnapping of millionaires has become what the business types refer to as a growth industry. One more thing the corporate media doesn't tell you is that a few thousand rebels, if that, in Chiapas, Mexico, have uncorked such an outpouring of nationwide revolt that people by the thousands are demonstrating against the country, the government and inequality somewhere in Mexico every damn day. Will Mexico allow its people decent, peaceful change? Will the people there be ready, or will it be the other kind? I also find it interesting that there's all these stories popping up in the Chronicle and other places about how we're supposed to be really paranoid of Mexican drug cartels and we're going to have to do something because their government won't. That's exactly the kind of stories they ran before we invaded Panama. But the unified few are only as strong as their weakest link. A well-thought-out surgical strike is all it can take to chop off the tail that's wagging the dog. Then we gotta deal with the dog. And some people will deal with it more intelligently than others. Or should I say, porcupine. If we each have an idea of which quill to grab, we'll be strong enough to drive. No more lifetimes preparing for death. No more give me lithium or give me meth. No more can't fix nothing because everything's already ruined anyway. No more people being spectators in their own lives. Even thinking about this stuff can't help but make you smarter. Break out of no I can't to yes I can to now I must. We're not equal till we're equal. We're not free until we're free. I'd rather work for something I want and not get it than work or vote for something I don't want and get it. And what we got now, there's no way it can last. Corporate dictatorship is headed for a train wreck. And that train wreck will happen in our lifetime. And if we ain't ready to cut the crap and work with each other and different kinds of people, zeroing in on what's really important and have an idea on what we each got to do it right, we will get fooled again. Bye.